Alison will start us off with an introduction to our first four news stories.
We'll start this week with some of the stories that clearly excited evening news readers. The political changes at County Hall are upsetting some of the staff there, who've been described by Reform as snowflakes. Our editor has suggested that some snowflakes would actually be quite welcome at the moment. South Norfolk Council is being criticised for wasting money on a legal battle to stop the proposed local government reorganisation. The proposed conversion of the Norwich Debenhams building to a soft play centre is defended by one of the developers. And after a battle, the Sheringham Town Council has decided to demolish the beloved 1950s bus shelter. Phil will read the first of the stories that encourage the evening news readers to reach for their pens.
Reform has criticised snowflakes at County Hall after sessions were organised for staff, anxious about the new administration, to air their grievances. Norfolk County Council employees were provided with a safe space to raise concerns about the party, as a so-called rainbow rebellion among disgruntled civil servants grows. Unison provided the two-hour drop-in meeting for council officials who feel vulnerable and targeted by Reform's election victory last month and the changes it has brought in since it took control of the authority. This includes the decision to no longer fly the Progress Pride flag from County Hall in Norwich and to review net zero policies. Staff are also concerned about the prospect of changes to widespread flexible working arrangements that see many of them work from home. Workers have taken to wearing rainbow badges and also putting the emblem on their computer screen to signal their opposition to Reform. Tensions with the new administration have not been eased by the drop-in meetings, which Scott Hussey, a senior Reform councillor, described as snowflake sessions. He said, "We value professionalism and the welfare of council employees, and if any employee has a genuine concern about their welfare or working environment, they should raise it through the appropriate channels."
A Norfolk Council's decision to spend £250,000 on its legal battle to stop all councils in Norfolk being abolished has been labelled a complete waste of money. Deborah Sachs, the leader of the Labour group at South Norfolk Council, says the Conservative-run authority should focus on improving local services rather than challenge local government reorganisation. And she has criticised the decision to hold discussions around the future of the Norfolk Council in private, claiming that the public should know the principles for the legal fight. Ms Sachs said, "The legal advice should be kept confidential, but the exact principles of the challenge should be a public matter." Daniel Elmer, the Tory leader of the council, said politicians are elected to stand up for their areas. He added, "It's the council's duty to defend its beautiful towns and villages from becoming just another suburb of Norwich." The £250,000 funding will come from the council's reserves for devolution and local government reorganisations. The government decided in March to scrap all 8 Norfolk councils and replace them with 3 unitaries, Greater Norwich City, West Norfolk and East Norfolk.
The company behind a bid to transform a derelict department store into a giant soft play centre has spoken out after questions were raised about the suitability of the scheme. Co-funder of Fun Parks, Matt Tofts, has assured naysayers plans for the former Debenhams in Norwich will benefit the high street and preserve the building's character. Fun Parks took over the site after Orford House Development's proposal to demolish the building and create hundreds of student flats fell through. But the new scheme raised eyebrows, with critics questioning how appropriate plans for a play park are for the 1950s Orford Street site, given the city's need for housing. Mr. Tofts said, "We are looking at central places to bolster and diversify the high street. I think it's not going to change the look of the building outside, and we're not looking to change the landscape. We are offering something new that the city has not had before, and we're here to stay." Nick Taylor, Reform UK chairman for Norwich, had criticised the scheme for the former Debenham site, saying it does not seem viable and may not be profitable.
A 1950s bus shelter that became the centre of a fierce community battle has been condemned to demolition after councillors chose to press ahead with the £580,000 travel hub scheme. Sheringham Town Council has voted to approve the demolition of the town's beloved bus shelter in a decision that reversed the result of a historic protest victory. The shelter, which sits in front of a patch of land known as Otterndorf Green, had been saved in December after locals staged a 9-day sit-in. During this time, they braved freezing temperatures to block Norfolk County Council's demolition crews from moving in. The plans were then thrown out following an explosive meeting which saw further protests and clashes between councillors and the public. Last week, however, the town council announced a shock revival of the plans. It said the standoff had left it in breach of contract with Norfolk County Council and in violation of covenants with North Norfolk Railway, which owns the land around the site. Buses have been unable to stop in the town centre since December, which the council said had hit local businesses and cut off some mobility-impaired locals entirely. This led to the authority putting forward several plans to revive the bus shelter, but it ultimately recommended that councillors approve the demolition proposal. The demolition is estimated to cost £3,950 plus VAT, and the work is expected to begin in early 2027.